What can't you do, Jesus?
Good evening. I greet you tonight in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I am excited once again to enter in the studio to present the show that is called Time to Meditate. It's going to be awesome, and I believe that your life will never be the same again. I welcome you officially, each and everyone who have just tuned in. I welcome you. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now it is awesome. So the song that is playing, it's You Are Able by Ada. Just enjoy the song as I make you feel welcome. Let's celebrate tonight.
Come on, celebrate.
Celebrate God. Jesus.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. By the grace of Jesus. By the grace radio.
Just within
BCCSA. Bronchitis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace right here. You decide your manana amabo chibochi ambamu rata. Utwana nil nane wana huni a doctor. With Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo. 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate. With John Mamabolo. 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust. For the night by joy comes in the morning. With Pastor Patrick Mundebele. 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people. With Pastor Nathan Kurupero Malachi. 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk. With Samuel Malapani. 3 to 6 p.m.
Alright, yeah, so I welcome you officially in our daily show that is called Time to Meditate. And I believe that the Heavenly Father is going to restore your heart and is going to restore your soul. Now, it is 8 past 6. What a beautiful Saturday. As I speak now, I believe that there are people, some of them, they are on the way. They are going to the stadium. I know and I believe that today there is a big teams which are playing in I think, if I'm not mistaken, it is Ajax Cape Town City together with SuperSport on MTN Cup final. Now, as you are going there, you may be on your way, maybe you've arrived in the stadium. What I want to say to you is take it easy, take care of yourself. And as you continue listening to us, may God restore your hearts and restore your soul. Whoever is driving, you may be going to work, you may be coming from work. I want to say to you, may God restore your hearts and restore your soul. I welcome you officially. We are by the Grace Radio station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are with me, John Mamabolo, hosting this show from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. It's going to be awesome. Remember, when we start this show, we start with a prayer. The song that is playing in the background by Don Moon, saying, Our Father who art in heaven. That's a song that we normally use it to pray. We are praying with this song. Wherever you are, you can pray, saying, Lord, our Father who art in heaven, help me. Now I'm praying tonight. You can pray with me as well as I'm praying. Daddy, we are praying tonight. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done. We thank you, Lord, for being with us today, during the day, until now. As now we are going to meditate, I pray that even the Father help us, bless us, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray for each and everyone who have just tuned in now, who is listening now, who is going to listen to this show on a podcast, it may be tomorrow, next year, that touch their heart, touch their soul. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray to each and everyone who is driving, going to work, coming from work, going wherever that they're going, that continue, Lord, to bless them and be with them in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we have prayed, we have invited God, that may God be with us and be with you wherever that you are. We are by the Grace Radio station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now enjoy listening to this song as it is a prayer. Now, Don Moon sang this song. In other words, he was praying, saying, Lord, be with me. That's what we are going to do tonight. We're praying that may God be with us tonight into this show, so that our life will never be the same again. And I believe that your life as well will never be the same again as we continue with this show, as we are meditating. Now continue to enjoy this song as the song is playing. Enjoy it.
And we've gathered here today. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry. Oh Lord, we need your mercy and we need your grace today.
Now, the moon is saying, Lord, we need your mercy. That should be your prayer tonight. That, Lord, we need your mercy in our life. We need your mercy in our family. We need your mercy in our workplace. We need your mercy as we are driving, going all over. May God give you that mercy. Because He is God, He continues to be God. And I believe that your life will never be the same again. You can interact with us tonight in the studio on the following number, which is 083-289-4658. 083-289-4658. Or you can even use the very same number to send us SMS. Or you can use the very same number to call us, which is 083-289-4658, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, or you can WhatsApp us, you can chat to us on our website. You can say www.radio.bythegrace.org. That is what you can do. Chat to us. And whatever that you wanna know, whatever that you wanna ask, you are welcome to do so. It is awesome. My name is John Mamabolo. I'm doing this show tonight, that called Time to Meditate. Tonight, what we are going to talk about, we are going to talk about our meditation is in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Now, you will somehow understand where we're going. And I believe that now, as I speak, there are people wherever they are. Some of them, they are thinking of quitting whatever that they are doing. They feeling that they are wasting time. Some people, as I speak, they are thinking many things. Some of them, as I speak now, they are thinking of going and rob the bank. As I speak now, there are people, some of them, they're thinking that they want to divorce their wife. And their husband, they say they want to divorce their husband. Their wife says they want to divorce their husband. Now, as I speak now, I believe that there are people, and I know that there are people who are going through a rough time. But I believe that as you continue listening to us, God will restore your hearts and He will restore your soul. Now, I want to play this song by Jimmy D. It's saying that consuming fire. Continue enjoying the song, and I believe that your life will never be the same again. Continue to enjoy the song by Jimmy D. It's saying that consuming fire.
You're the old consuming fire. I worship you today. You are the all consuming fire. Come and manifest yourself. You are the all consuming fire. I worship you today. You are the all consuming fire. Come and manifest yourself. Yeah. Consuming fire, come and manifest yourself.
He's saying consuming fire. That is Jimmy D. Summit, consuming fire. The fire of God, may the fire of God consume you wherever that you are. Maybe things are not going well in your life, but may God, who is consuming fire, consume you. May God, as because the Bible says He is consuming fire, and we call Him by His name. He is Jehovah Jireh, He is Jehovah Chikenu, He is Jehovah the Healer. And we thank Him because He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Every time He will continue to be with us. He will continue to protect us wherever that you are. I'm praying and I'm saying that may God continue to bless you. May God continue to provide the need that you are needing. Now, I don't know, as I speak now, what is that make you feel like you want to commit suicide? There are things which are happening in each and every day that sometimes we thinking that we need. A person will say, it's better I die. But I want to say this with you. When we read in the book of Ecclesiastes, the Bible says that a living dog is better than a dead lion. As long as you are still alive, there is hope for you. Hang in there. I know that as I speak now, you are in a situation that you feel like I won't make it. You feel like people have abandoned you. You feel like your family has abandoned you. You feel like the people that you love have abandoned you. But tonight I want to say to you that God will never abandon you, because He is always God, and He will always continue to be with you. It doesn't matter what is happening. It doesn't matter what happened in your life. But one thing that I know is He will never leave you. You know, sometimes people will leave you. Sometimes people will no longer want to be next to you. But what I know is God will always be with you. God will always protect you. Sometimes we put our trust in people, and at the end of the day, when you look back, you find out that the person that you put a trust in him is no longer available. He's no longer there to help you. He's no longer there to assist you. But when you continue to put a trust in the Lord, let me tell you that your life will never be the same again. And that is why Jimmy D said that he is consuming fire. When you remember when Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, they were thrown into the fire, and the Bible tells us that as they were thrown in the fire, the consuming fire entered. And he entered with them as they were continue walking into the fire. Now people were surprised when they look. They knew that we only put 3 people, but now why it is 4 people? Because the other one was consuming fire. In every situation that you enter in, God will always enter with you. God will always be with you. He will never leave you alone. He will never leave you alone. He will always be with you. Because His name is Jehovah. His name is the Healer. He is consuming fire. He is consuming fire. As you are listening to me now, wherever that you are, I want to say this way to you. I want to say this word to you, that He will never leave you. He will never leave you. It doesn't matter what they say to you. It doesn't matter what they say to you. But what I want to tell you is, God will always be with you. He will always be with you all the time, because His name is Jehovah. His name is Jehovah. And He will continue to be with you. His name is Emmanuel. Just listen to this song again by Elijah, saying that your name is Emmanuel. What a beautiful day. As we continue to meditate, just enjoy the song, the Say Emmanuel. After the song, we will continue with our verse. Be blessed.
Life, you are living inside of me, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. God who lives inside us. His name is Emmanuel. He will never leave you alone. The name Emmanuel means God is with us. In your life, when you can invite Emmanuel in your heart, if you can invite Emmanuel to enter in your heart, let me tell you that your life will never be the same again, because when Emmanuel enter, he bring the changes. When Emmanuel enter, he bring the solution. His name is Emmanuel, and when he enter in your life, he will bring changes. His name is Jehovah. His name is Messiah. When he enter in your life, you will experience what we call something that is very, very different, because his name is Jehovah. Remember, I told you that we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. Now, let's just do this as we are continuing. I'm going to play the song by Umuhle, then as we continue. Sali Sarahaba Makonya saying, Homotle Jehovah. Homotle Jehovah. Osasekile. His name is Emmanuel. And he will never leave you. I was just saying to you that it doesn't matter what situation you are in, but when you welcome Emmanuel, when you welcome Jehovah, when he enter in your life, he will make a difference in your life. It doesn't matter in which situation you are in, but when you welcome him, he will change your life. Your life will never be the same again, because his name is Jehovah. Now, we are reading in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 10. We'll start from verse number 1. But the main verse is in verse number 4. But the reason why I wanted us to start from verse number 1, I started from verse number 1 so that you can understand where we're going. So you can understand what happened, why King Solomon ended up being saying those words that he said. When we read Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse number 1, it reads as follows. It says, a few dead flies while make even the best perfume stink. In the same way, a little foolishness can ruin much wisdom and honor. In the same way. Now, let me read it in a basic Bible English version so that you can understand what it says. It says, dead flies make the oil of the perfume give out an evil smell. More valued is a little wisdom than the great glory of the foolish. Alright, I'm gonna repeat it again. I'm gonna repeat it again with a good news. It said, dead flies make a whole bottle of perfume stink, and a little stupidity can cancel out the great wisdom. Okay. I wanna give you an example. Something that is flying. If that thing is dead, remember when something dies, let's say when an animal dies, now what will happen to the animal? It will start to stink. Alright? It will start to stink. Now here what Solomon is trying to explain is, he say, if a dead flies can make a whole bottle of perfume stink. If something that is dead, then you take that small thing and maybe you can put it inside the perfume, or you can strive to spread the perfume. What's gonna happen is, it's not gonna make a difference. That perfume, it will not make a difference. If something is stinking, even if when, especially something that is dead, even if you can try to use the perfume, it's not gonna make a difference. Why? What he was saying, the smallest stupidity, something that is very small, that is stupid, it can destroy or it can cancel the great wisdom. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is, don't allow something that is very, very small to destroy what you have. There are things which are very small, which are not important, which those things, they will make whatever that you've done to be destroyed or to stink. Now, wherever you are, that joy that you are having, do not allow something that is very small to come and destroy that joy that you have. Do not allow something that is very, very small to come and destroy that joy that you have. During the time when we were growing up, there was a song that we used to sing in Sunday school. Even now, they're still singing it. I think I have that song in our playlist. It's saying, "This little light of mine, I will let it shine. This little light of mine, even if this light of mine, it is very small, but I'm gonna make it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna make it shine. I'm gonna make it shine. It doesn't matter how little it is, but I'm gonna make this light shine." Now, here we are told that a dead flies can make a whole bottle of perfume stink. Okay. A dead flies can make a whole bottle of perfume to stink. A dead flies can make the whole bottle of perfume to stink. And a little stupidity can cancel out the greatest wisdom. A little stupidity. Now, how many people you know, they took a wrong decision because of a little stupidity? And that thing, it have corrupt whatever that the person has built. Many times, or many of times, I tell people, whenever I am invited to preach, I take that as a great honor. But what I normally say to them, I thank them for trusting me with their pulpit. Because now somebody can destroy what you have worked on it for 5 years. He can destroy it in one day or in 1 second. What I was trying to say, or I'm trying to say, is whatever that you have built in 10 years, a stupidity, somebody who's stupid can destroy it in just a second. And now you find that it took you for almost 20 years to work on it. And somebody who, I don't know, who does not understand or who's stupid can destroy it in 1 second. Now I'm saying to you that don't associate with people whom they don't have the vision, or they don't have a value in life. Don't associate with people when they give you the advice. They give you the advice that is not building you. They give you the advice that it's making you to go under the ground. Now, I know that some people, or even some of our family, they went to a wrong place because of what they were told by people. Now remember, here it just tells us that the dead flies can destroy a bottle of perfume. The whole bottle that is full of perfume. It can be stinky because of what? The dead flies. And a little stupidity can cancel out the greatest wisdom. How many people that you know in your life, even in our country, or how many companies that you know, those companies, they are somehow trying to fall down because of a stupid decision that somebody took? How many families you know that they are getting destroyed because someone took the decision, a stupid decision. Someone took a stupid decision, and that thing, it causes the family to shift. Now the family, as I speak now, you find that the family, they are fighting with each other. As I speak now, you find that the wife is no longer speaking to the husband. As I speak now, you find that the brother is no longer speaking to the sister. As I speak now, you find that the sister is no longer speaking to the brother. As I speak now, you find that the child is no longer talking to the father. Because of what? The stink thing, something that is dead, try to enter and destroy the joy that you guys are having. Because what the devil wants, the devil is a person whom, when he comes, the enemy, that he comes to destroy what you have achieved. I know of many people that whatever they had is been destroyed by the seconds, by lots of things. Some people, things are destroyed by you need to understand me very well. I'm just saying that it destroyed by the ladies, because you find that it's a man. You just met a lady just now. You never prayed. You don't know the lady, because of you see her beauty, and you think that she's gonna be your type, and you end up being losing things because of the decision that you took. Now that is why here I was just reading the scripture, just tells us that the dead flies can make the whole bottle. Can make the whole bottle to stink. Now, a stupidity can cancel a big wisdom. It can cancel something that was big. There are people who have destroyed some people, things of one thing. There are people who have destroyed the relationship between the father and a daughter, a relationship between the son and a father, because of a stupidity. Remember, we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now I'm gonna play this song. It's saying that only you can do by the Grace Ministry. Enjoy the song. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now enjoy this.
Time to meditate. Take your
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of Jesus.
That song is Only You Can Do What No Man Can Do. It is by the Grace Ministry. That is a song, a Jamaican song, playing in a Jamaican song. Only You Can Do. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are with me, Pastor John Mamawolo. Our number that you can interact with us is 083-289-4658. That's our WhatsApp number. Or you can even call us on the very same number, 083-289-4658. Or you can SMS us on the very same number, 083-289-4658. Or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio, or you can chat to us on our website www.radio.bodygrace.org. What a beautiful Saturday, and I believe that as we continue to meditate, your heart and soul will be restored. You will be by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul, that is who we are. It is going to be awesome. Now we read in the book of Ecclesians chapter 10, we read verse number 1, where I was saying to you that a few dead flies will make even the best perfume stink. In the same way, a little foolish can ruin much wisdom and honor. I mean, you may have that perfume that is very expensive. The perfume that you can call it on a name. They are nowadays the perfume, they call it $1 million. There is some perfume, they are having names. So with that perfume, the very same perfume that you know is expensive. If something, the flies that is dead, if it can come next to that, it will make that perfume to stink. Doesn't matter how strong it there is the perfume, but what I can tell you is, it will make that perfume to stink. Now, that is why I'm saying to you that something that is stupid, a stupidity can ruin wisdom and honor. I know of many people whom they took a wrong decision because of stupidity. Now, as we are meditating, you can look back and see, what have I done? What is that I have done? Okay? You can look back and see and say, but are you happy with what you have done? If you are happy with what you have done, it's fine. If you are not happy with what you've done, it is time for you to what do you call, to look into it and make sure that whatever that you are going to do, it is 100% that whatever that you are going to correct, so that whatever that you did, it is good. So if you did something that is bad, you can correct it. Whatever that you did, that you think that when you look into matter, when you reflect, you say, but what I have did, it is very wrong. Then in other way, you can correct it and make it good. So now let's continue reading. Remember, I told you that we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now we read Ecclesiastes 10 verse 1. Now we are going to Ecclesiastes 8 verse number 3. So we will continue. You will understand where we go. It says, don't be afraid to give suggestion to the king, and don't support something that is wrong. But remember, the kings give the command that pleases him. Okay, it says, don't be afraid to give suggestion to the king, and don't support something that is wrong. But remember, the king give the command that pleases him. Alright, what I want to say is, it is not wrong to give an advice. Now, you may be having a manager at work that you are reporting to, or you may be having somebody who is superior to you. But what I want to say to you, it is not wrong to advise that person. It is not wrong to give the suggestion. But that does not mean that your suggestion can be taken. Sometimes you suggest something, or you suggest something to the king, or you suggest something to the leader, finding that whatever that you suggested, it is right one. But because the king realized that he doesn't want to hear from people who are on the lower, or even the president, now they will not sometimes take it. And it continues saying that don't support something that is wrong. Now, sometimes we as people, we are supporting things which are wrong. Because we believe that if I don't support it, I'll be fired. Many people, even in the church, even at work, wherever that they are, we end up being supporting things which are wrong. And when some people trying to tell us that whatever that we are supporting is wrong, we started fighting with the people that, no, why, when are you saying that is wrong? Now, yeah, the Bible tells us that don't be afraid to give suggestion to the king. And don't support something that is wrong. But remember that the king, is king gives the command that pleases him. In other words, when the king will give a command that he thinks that it pleases him. But it is not wrong to give a suggestion to the king. What I want to say is, you may be in a company that you are working at. Now you see that you have a suggestion that you want to give. Don't feel ashamed to give that suggestion. Don't feel embarrassed to give that suggestion. Sometimes I know that suggestion that you are bringing, sometimes they won't take it. But after some few days, they will be able to take it. Okay? After some few days, sometimes you give a people the idea. But after some days, people, they take that suggestion and they make it as is yours. That is why you see, recently I heard that there was a man who was fighting with another company, fighting for the invent something that he invented. Now the company, they are saying that is ours. Now that's why I'm saying it is not wrong to give a suggestion to the king. And don't agree with something that is wrong. If something is wrong, it's wrong. So don't agree in order saying that when you want to please the king, because you gave the king suggestion, and for him to take it, you must do something that is wrong. No. Don't do that. Okay? Don't do that. And the kings will always give the command that pleases him. That's where we read. Now we also going, we read in the book of Proverbs chapter 25, verse number 15, it said, with patience you can make anyone change their thinking, even a ruler. Gentle speech is very powerful. I want you to underline these two things. With patience you can make anyone change they are thinking, even a ruler. A gentle speech is very powerful. With patient, with patient, with patient. Remember, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. The time is 6:07, which is 6:07. And I believe that the game is about to start. And as you are going to watch the game, or maybe if you are already in the stadium, enjoy the game. Don't fight. Just enjoy it. Remember, there is a win or lose. So if your team is going to lose, don't fight with anyone. It's just a game. If your team is going to win, don't fight with anyone. It's just a game. Now, I'm just saying to you that take it easy. And it's a beautiful Saturday. I believe that God is going to restore your life. He's going to restore your soul. Now, I want us to go to the shops. There's a song that I want us to play by the lady... the lady Stella. Just enjoy the song and then we'll come back and continue.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, that's Stella saying that Sigijime Joseph Fela Kamrata. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. We continue to meditate. It is awesome, and it is awesome. Now we are going to read in the book of Exodus. I mean Proverbs chapter 25 verse 15. We read it where it's saying that with patience you can make anyone change their thinking. Even a ruler, gentle speech is very powerful. That is what it says. That is what it says, that with patience. You know, the problem of us, we don't have a patience. And that is where we facing a problem. Because patience we don't have. We want to see things being happen the way we want them to happen. Patience we don't have. Now, the Bible tells us that patient, with patience. You can make anyone change their thinking with patience. Now it is very tough. I know sometimes it's very tough to, how can I say it, to to have patience. It is very tough to have patience, because we want things to be done the way we want them. We want things to happen the way we want. But let me tell you, if we have patience, we will reach far. If we have patience, nothing is going to stop us. It doesn't matter what is that, but there is nothing that is going to stop us if we have patience. Patience we don't have. Patience we don't have. But here we are told that with patience we can change the way we can change their thinking. With patience. That is what the Bible says. I don't know in your life wherever that you work. I know that there are things that you've been waiting. And sometimes you say, but why they don't give me? Why it seems that they are closing? Why are they closing me outside? But I want to say to you that patience, it's very important. Patience, it's very, very important. Because patience will change the way somebody thinks. Patience will change the way somebody thinks about you. That is what patience will do. Okay? And it also says that gentle speech is very powerful. Your gentle speech is very powerful. It will change someone. It will change someone. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Now, we are continuing reading in verse number 2. It's saying the thought of the wise lead them. Okay, the thought of the wise lead them the right way, but the thought of the foolish lead them the wrong way. The thought of the wise lead them the right way, but the thought of a foolish, it lead them to a wrong direction. how many people, how many companies that you know, how many countries that you know, that somebody, he was a leader, and his thought, because he was not wise, he took a wrong decision, and that country is in the wrong direction. Now, as you are listening, you know, you can look back and see which country is that. In each country, when you see some other things happen. Now, there is one thing that I want to tell you, that you should know, that it happened to you should know that when things are happening, some other things, when you see things not going right, you need to look which decision did that ruler took, or the person who was in charge. If he was not wise, then you should know that we will have a problem. Then you should know that we are in a problem. Now, we are continuing. The thought of the wise leader, his thought, like your thought is very important. But if your thought, it's wrong, the whatever people whom are following you, they will also fall into that wrong thought. They will follow into that wrong thought. Now, let's go to Ephesians chapter 9, verse number 10. Every time you find work to do, do it is the best you can do. In the grave, there is no work. There is no thinking, no knowledge, and there is no wisdom, and where they are all going to the place of death. Okay. In the dead place, there is no knowledge, there is no thinking, and there is no wisdom. The opportunity that you are getting now to provide knowledge, the opportunity that you are getting now to advise people, use it. The work that you are working, if you find a work to do, do it in your best of your best. Because in a graveyard, there is no work. Whatever that you are doing, do it as if like there is no tomorrow. Because I know and I understand very well that sometimes you are seeing that now, but I can't advise them. Because when, okay, now, whatever chance that you get, use it. Whatever chance you, because in the graveyard, it's not going to be time to think. Okay. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 8, it said, wisdom, let smart people know what they are doing, but stupid people only think they know. Okay. Wisdom. Let smart people know what they are doing, but stupid people only think they know. You hear what I'm saying? Wisdom, let smart people know what they are doing, but stupid people only think they know. In life, even where we are working, wherever that you are working, we have that type of a person. Or we have that types of people whom they think that they know better than other people. Now here it tells us that wisdom, let smart people know what they are. God, wisdom will people, they will know what you are doing without even telling them. When you have wisdom, whatever you do, people will notice it. We don't have to tell them that, you know, me, I do 1, 2, 3, 4. The problem with us is we sometimes tell people of what we want them to know what we are doing. Now, and we end up being telling them that so that they can notice you. And whereas we are forgetting one thing, that your works will speak for you. Tsonga, they say, mitiro, yawulawula. Mitiro, yawulawula, kitsonga. Mapedi baro, mishumo ya hao. Now, we are breaking. We said, you know, me, I did it. But now, here, Bible tells us that wisdom lets people know what you are doing. People, they will know what you're doing without even telling them, without even saying that they are, you know, me, I can do this, me, I did this, me. But wisdom, it will always speak for you. Remember, we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now, you can interact with us in the studio tonight on the number 083-289-4658, 083-289-4658. Let me repeat the number: 083-289-4658. That is our studio number that you can use to interact with me tonight in a studio. Okay, you can interact with us in the studio with the number I gave you: 083-289-4658, or the number 073-269-2731. Those are the numbers that you can interact with us in the studio. It is awesome, and it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome as we continue to meditate. And I believe that God is going to help us. I believe that God will restore our hearts. God will restore our soul. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Now, we come continuing reading. Now, remember, we read verse number Proverbs chapter 14. It says, wisdom lets smart people know what they are doing, but stupid people only think they know. Okay? Stupid people only think that they know. Okay, right. Let's go to verse number 3. Ecclesiastes 10, verse number 3. Fools show how foolish they are. Just walking down the road, their minds are empty, and everyone knows it. Fools shows how foolish they are. Just walking down the road, their minds are empty, and everyone knows it. Fools show how foolish they are. Fools. And you can see the way they are, the way they walk, the way they behave. Now, there are those kind of people who are like that, whom, because they are fools, and you see how foolish they are as they walk on the road. You know what I'm talking about. There are people. They are men. But okay, you need to understand me what I'm saying. Because some people, they will take you to court and said, when are you are saying that? You need to understand what I'm saying. I'm saying, there are people, they are men. We know that they are men. But what they do, they want to change it the way they are. They want to change so that they can be like women. Now the Bible says, fools, they show their foolishness when they walk down the road. Their mind is always empty, and everyone knows it. Everyone knows it. Alright, let's go to Ecclesians chapter 5, verse number 3. It says, bad dreams comes from too many worries, and too many words come from the mouth of a fool. Bad dreams, let me repeat again. Bad dreams comes from too many worries, and too many words come from the mouth of a fool. Okay, Proverbs 13:6-16 said, wise people always think before they do anything, but fools show how stupid they are by what they do. Alright. I'm going to Proverbs 18:2. It said, fools don't want to learn from others. They only want to tell their own idea. Okay, that is what the Bible says. It says that foolish, they don't want to learn from others. They only want to tell their own ideas. In the workplace where we work, there are people whom they don't want to listen to your idea. Okay, the Bible says, fools don't want to learn from others. They only want to tell their own ideas. There are people like that in life, that they always want to tell their own idea. They don't want to learn from other people. That is why it says, they don't want to learn from other people. And on the very same verse that we read in the Proverbs 18:6, it said, fools say things to start argument. They are just asking for a beating. The people who just start a topic to talk so that they can cause an argument, so that they can start fighting. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 4, it said, now, those friends think it is strange that you no longer join them in all the wind and wasteful things they do, and so they say bad things about you. They are those people think it's strange that you no longer join them. You had friends that you were joining, going with them, whatever they do, and now somehow during the process of meditation you realize that these people that I go, it's a bad company. Because the Bible says that the bad company always corrupt. Okay. Now, there are people, your friend now, they're saying that you no longer joining them. And they tell you, they're talking about you that when you think you are special, when you think you are 1, 2, 3, 4. Alright? There are those people in life. Now you need to watch them. You need to watch them. Alright. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. It said, knowledge begins with the fear and respect for the Lord, but stubborn fool hate wisdom and refuse to learn. Stubborn fool hate wisdom and refuse to learn. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 22. It said, fools, how long will you love being ignorant? How long will you make fun of wisdom? How long will you hate knowledge. Let's go to Proverbs 17:16. Money is wasted on fools. They cannot buy wisdom when they have no sense. Psalm chapter 1, 1 to 2 said, great blessing belongs to those who don't listen to evil advice, who don't live like sinners, and who don't join those who make fun of God. Instead, they love the Lord's teaching and think about them day and night. Great blessings belongs to those people who don't listen to the evil advice. There are people, as I always tell you, that there are people who will always advise you with the wrong advice. And they will tell you that for you, you must do 1, 2, 3, 4. And they tell you that, they advise you, they give you wrong advice. Now, what I want to say to you is, don't associate with people who are always telling you wrong advice. There are people whom they tell you that for you to get whatever that you want, you need to do 1, 2, 3, 4. Remember, I said that most of the time, many people, we are in the position that we did not get those position right. We got those position because regular posted you. Because somebody gave you a wrong advice. That let's do this, it will work for us. They give you that advice. And now, it is very tough. Because of the advice that they gave you. Because of the advice that they gave you. It is very tough. You no longer know what you will do. But I'm here tonight to say to you that as we meditate, it's a time to change. As we continue to meditate, you can look back and say to yourself, but why? Why did I allow it? Why did I allow it? Alright, listen to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 22 to 23. It's saying, the Lord hates people who tell lies, but he is pleased with those who tell the truth. Smart people don't tell everything they know. Okay, smart people don't tell everything they know, but fools tell everything and show they are fools. Meaning that smart people, they don't tell anything they know. But fools, they tell you everything. In other words, we must not share everything with people. There are things that it needs you alone. Because I realize that in life, we end up being sharing things with people. And sometimes you share the idea with a person, thinking that person is going to help you to run with the idea. Or you share a vision with someone before it happened. Now, when it happened, somebody took it and he goes and implemented it. And he even said, that was my idea. In other words, we must be careful with those things. That we must not just share everything. Because sometimes we share with people, and until we don't know that those people, what have they planned in their heart? What have they planned in their mind? People, they plan many things with what you tell. Sometimes you have this idea, this brilliant idea that you want to give to people. And then you gave to people. Like when you were sharing with people, somebody took it and made that idea, that the idea is yours. He made that idea as the idea is yours. Is his, I mean the idea is his, not yours. He took your idea and made it the idea is his. But whereas the idea was yours. Alright. Let's continue. Proverbs 15 verse number 2. Listen to wise people, increase your wisdom. But only nonsense comes from the mouth of the fool. Now I want to say to you that it is important to listen to the what do you call the to the to listen to the people who are having a knowledge. It will increase your knowledge. It will increase your knowledge. Alright. Okay. Let's just do this. Let's just do this.
By the Grace by Radio.
Oh, enda ufeiva man. Nara dwe yabo by the Grace Ministry. Bobu direnga iwana gaina.
By the Grace Radio number 3, Sierra Gas Street, Rubber Ridge, Extension 2, Lam Midrand, 1685.
Nara Dreya, those of the Minister of Vitamin Chavanina.
By the Grace Radio Station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
And to go way, Paman, do not let you go follow up on the Sierra Radio, but then I got.
Yeah, I'm going to get a monogram 0732692731 WhatsApp ya rena ya 0832894658 www.radio.bythegrace.org kuba wa radio @ bythegrace.org
by the grace right.
The song is by Jimmy D, Psalmist, Mighty Man of War, in one of his albums. The song is say, Great and Mighty. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul, whatever that it takes for a soul. We are continuing meditation. We are continuing to meditate. What a beautiful Saturday. And I believe that as I speak now, there are people who are on their way to work. Some they haven't arrived. Some they took a long journey going to different places. Some they took, they are driving maybe 1,000 kilometers. Now what I want to say to you is, God loves you, and God will always be with you, because Jimmy D just said great and mighty. Now God is the God who knows everything. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. It doesn't matter who left you, but God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. He will always continue to be with you in whatever that you are doing. In whatever that you are doing in your life, He will always be with you every day. Because His name is Jehovah. He will never leave you. You know, people will leave you. Your friends will leave you. Your family will leave you. Many people will leave you. But God will always be with you until the end. God will always be with you until the end. So sometimes we will leave you. Sometimes we will promise you that we will be with you until, but we are failing as a human being. Now let's continue reading. It said, Proverbs 21:24 says, proud people think they are better than others. They show they are evil by what they do. Proud people, they think they are better than others. There are people whom they think they are better than you. You should know that those people, they are proud. When somebody try to compare yourself, there are people who are comparing. They compare themselves. They say, nah, I'm better than someone. Nah, my church is bigger than this and this and this. Can't you, there's one thing that we forget, that the church that you are taking care is not your church. Okay? The church that you are taking care is not your church. But now, we end up being saying that, no, you know, well, now I'm better than you. Now I can do this. Now I can do 1, 2, 3, 4. Can't we somehow forget one thing? That whatever that you have achieved, God helped you to achieve it. So don't look down to some other people. You know, sometimes I tell people that I must not look down at someone. I know there are those people who are looking down at the people who are working at those people who are working at for example the we call them the securities. The people who are looking down of those people, they said no. I mean, we look down to those people. We must not look down to those people. We need each other in life. We need the securities. We need the doctors. We need each other. We need each other. We need each other in life. Alright, let's continue reading. Let's read Psalm 112, verse number 5. It is good for people to be kind and glorious, and to be fair in business. Isaiah 52:13. It says, the Lord says, look, my servant, will succeed in what he has to do and will be raised to a position of higher honor. You will only be on the position of higher honor if you don't look down to people. Okay? Because people, they use their position to compress, like to put some other people down. Person will say, "Now I have this now." In other words, they look you down, like you are no longer special, like Bob Sheva Lakofat. Bob Sheva Lakofat, but no, where now you can't. Bob Sheva Lakofat. There are those people who are doing that, worry. Bob Sheva Lakofat. Now listen to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19 said, "A person who talks too much gets into trouble. A wise person learns to be quiet." Now, in other words, we must learn not to talk too much. Because sometimes we talk too much, we end up being in a trouble. Because when you found out you talked something, you said something which you were not supposed to say. But okay, when in other words, it's not wrong, but you find out you said it in a wrong way. And you end up getting into trouble. So we must stop to talk too much. We must stop to talk too much because it somehow put us in an awkward position. It end up putting you in that awkward position. Alright, let's continue. Back to Ecclesiastes chapter 10. We were in verse number 3. Where it was telling us okay. Now let's go to Proverbs 12 verse 16. It says, "Fools are easily upset, but wise people avoid insulting others." Fools are easily upset, but wise people avoid insulting others. That is what it said. Proverbs 13:10 said, "Pride causes argument, but those who listen to others are wise." Okay. Proverbs 14:16. "Wise people are careful and avoid trouble. Fools are too confident and carelessness." Alright. "Troublemaker create disaster. Their advice destroy like a wildfire. Troublemaker are always causing problem. Their gossip break up the closest of friends." As I speak now, I think maybe somehow you lost your friend because of what people said. Because that somebody was a troublemaker and said many things, and you end up losing your friend. Because when I lema tumalo ring banya ga otloka ni sabato. Honale matbaloring batlukaniza like they separate banyaka batbaloring marata number separate. Utuna motu a separate ali motu amrata. Koskaba kalabatu. Batbajoal. Baigraru wena o separate. Utula o separate li motu amrata. And it was not your intention. Kmatu. Now how many people that we know that they have separated with their friends because of us? How many people that we know that they are separated with their loved one because of us? Proverbs 20 verse number 3. People who refuse to argue deserve respect, and fool can start an argument. You know, if you refuse to do an argument, it said you deserve respect. You deserve respect. Let's go to Proverbs 23. Okay, we read it. Let's go to Proverbs 27:3. A stone is heavy and sand is hard to carry, but the irritation caused a fool is much harder to bear. Irritation caused by a fool is much harder to bear. Amen. A stone is heavy and a sand is harder to carry, but the irritation caused by a fool is much harder to bear. Proverbs 14:3. Foolish weight causes your trouble. Wise weight protect you. Alright. Let's just do this. We will say, testify. We'll be back. Okay, we'll say Elohim. We'll be back.
Malidusa is leading the Pratino Soprahati Doso. Manduso Tiletosi Preletayando Zahu.
Elohim, that is by Elijah. Elohim, nobody can take your place. Nobody can take God's place. Nobody can take God's place. He is awesome. It doesn't matter what position you are in. It doesn't matter how many members you have at the church. It doesn't matter how big is your congregation. But you will not take God's position. You will not take God's position. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You can chat to us on the following number, 083-289-4658. That is our WhatsApp number, 083-289-4658. You can also use that number to SMS, 083-289-4658. You can use that number also to call, or you can go to Skype, BTGM Radio, or you can go to WhatsApp, to our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. And then when you are there, you can click chat. You can chat to us, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. Now we are By the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now let's continue reading. Foolish ways can cause trouble. Wise ways protect you. Kona le mantsi a mangwe a botlaela a cause mathata, but mantsi a wise a protect. Now how many people we lost our loved ones? Not lost in our bashwile, but we lost them. We no longer have a communication with them because of what we said. All right, let's read Proverbs 13:10. Said, pride causes argument, but those who listen to others are wise. If you listen to other people, you are wise. It is very, very, very important to listen to other people. We must not just wanting people to listen to us. We must also listen to them. Proverbs 14:16, wise people are careful and avoid trouble. Fools are too comfortable and carelessness. Alright. I think I read that. So now let's go back to Ecclesiastes chapter number 10. We were in verse number 3. Now I'm gonna go to verse number 4. But before I go to verse number 4. Okay, it's fine. Let's go to verse number 4. It's fine. Let's just go to verse number 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. We go to verse number 4. We were in verse number 3. We will go to verse number 4. It says, don't quit your job simply because the boss is angry with you. If you remain calm and helpful, you can correct even great mistake. Let me repeat. I'm gonna repeat what it said. Just listen carefully what it said. It's saying, let me repeat what it said. It's saying, don't quit your job simply because the boss is angry with you. If you remain calm and helpful, you can correct even great miracles. I mean great mistakes. Now, I want to say that as I speak now, I know that you went to work today or yesterday. And when you arrive home, you say to your wife that I'm thinking of quitting the job because my boss, Andrat, my boss, he's not favoring me. My boss, Unquatage, my boss is angry with me. He's angry with me. I quit. Now, I want to say to you, don't quit the job. Remain calm and helpful. You can correct even great mistakes. Don't quit your job because your boss is angry with you. Don't. Remember, it goes to what I said, I quoted in the book of Ecclesiastes 8:3, when it said, don't be afraid to give suggestion to the king, and don't support something that is wrong. But remember, the kings give the command that please him. It goes there, that okay. Sometimes maybe you want to quit job because you feel that your decision, you gave your output and your input, okay, you gave your input, and now somehow they just following you. They saying, no, you're not supposed to do this. No. Don't quit job. Don't quit job. Don't even think of quitting that job. Don't even think of quitting that job. Let me give you another scripture that I read as we were continuing with the show. I said, Proverbs 14:29 said, a patient person is very smart. A quick-tempered person makes stupid mistake. Don't take a decision in a quick temper. I know a lot of people, they took a decision of quitting job, being in they had a quick temper. They were tempered, quick-tempered, when they were quitting the job. Don't do that. Don't quit a job because being quick-tempered. You'll end up making mistakes. Relax. Relax. And take your time. Relax. And take your time. Relax and take your time. Okay. Alright. Proverbs 16:14-15. It said, when a king gets angry, he can put someone to death. So, it is wise to keep the king happy. When the king is happy, life is better for everyone. When he is pleased, it is like refreshing spring rain. Okay, Proverbs 30:31. A rooster walking proudly, a goat and a king among his people. Alright. Alright, now. Now, I'm gonna close. I'm going to close. We're going to sign off. It's been awesome. It's been awesome. Remember I told you that don't quit a job because your manager is angry with you. Don't. Just have patience. You will see. Yeah, you will see. Alright. Alright, let's go Proverbs 15, where I said, a gentle answer make anger disappear, but a rough answer make it grow. Remember I'm telling you about don't quit a job. Okay. Don't quit a job. I know that you are in a bad space. And you even say, no, I can't work with that person. No, I can't. No, I can't. I can't. That's what you say. But I want to say to you that don't worry. Keep on working. I know it's tough to work with somebody that you feel like I can't work with him. There are people that I know in my lifetime that they have quit a job because of their manager saying, manager and rat. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't ever think of doing that. Don't ever think of doing that. Just listen to this prayer. Our Father, that's a prayer that we are praying with. And after this song, I'm going to sign off. Don't quit a job because of your manager is angry with you. Just listen to the song. Yeah, he's saying, "Our Father who art in heaven." Now, what I'm saying to you is, I'll be signing off. Don't quit the job because of you had some clashes with your boss, or don't take a decision in a state that you are angry. Don't take the decision in a state that you are angry. Just wait to cool down, then you can take the decision. I'm signing off. It was a good show, and I believe we can meet tomorrow. May God bless you. May God continue to be with you. The time is 8:15. I sign off. We will continue tomorrow, and may God bless you. So I'm gonna sign off by the song of David G. My trust is in the Lord. And then I have signed off. May God bless you. Enjoy. Bye-bye.